So it's hello everyone, we're outside of Chris's clubhouse. It's fucking cold. And we're gonna be doing a quick intro to the second episode for the Evo recap. We have Mr. Pyro Zero X with us, we have Bugsimus, we have Mutton. How are we all feeling besides cold?
Numb.
It just sounds wrong.
Yeah, nah, it's good. It's good night. Good to catch up with everyone. Play some Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Third Strike's out now.
Yes, it is.
Again.
Again, yeah. How many ports has this game had? Dreamcast, PS1, PS2.
PS1?
Nah, I didn't get a PS1. It was only PS2.
Dreamcast, PS2, Arcade.
Yeah. And Third Strike Online.
Third Strike Online. Is this the third or fourth iteration?
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting. Alright, so did you have fun at Evo, Pyro?
There was some fun I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it was worth coming all the way from Australia? I should really stop calling us Australia.
Why not?
I know people hate it.
Why?
Apparently. Spent a long time getting there.
Mm. Yeah. Flight was pretty unbearable.
Yeah.
That sort of sucked.
Good 14 flight, hours.
You know? You meet some interesting people over there, some really nice people.
Yeah, obviously Ricky was a cool guy.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
Mm.
I mean, I don't want to name names, they all know who they are. I mean, being cool people, because I'll miss one, I'll feel bad.
Yeah, and then you're going to get, you know, boss logic. Oh, you didn't give me a shout out.
And then he's going to make a picture of me looking like Vanilla Ice.
I'd pay money to see that.
Thanks for reminding me.
It's already up there, man. And what else? He's going to find a random picture of me walking. Make it look like the fucking Rock or something.
Mm.
But, yeah, there was a lot of nice people. I had a few fun times and, yeah, some memories and whatnot.
Mm. Yeah, it was a fun time I had by all. Did you have fun, Bugs?
Describe, yeah, definitely. It was cool. Describe the hottest girl you saw in
fitness. Which one?
What a question, Martin. Yeah. What a question.
How about make it a bit easier? What's the hottest tranny you saw?
Yeah, that's a better question.
We're in San Diego, and I'm like, damn, look at that girl in the black cocktail dress. And Alex White's like, that's a dude. And I'm like, I guess I just don't have that trained eye that he does.
the veteran eye. You thought he was good at uppercutting.
He was protecting me from the trannies.
Cool. He can spot a tranny from 20 paces away.
Yeah, it was about that.
Cool. It's pretty cool. So, how was Evo, Bucks?
Yeah, Evo was cool. Evo is huge. I couldn't believe how big it was. Like, the moment you walked in that door and it was just there.
So, speaking of that, what was the best thing at Evo, Bucks?
The breakfast menu from Burger King Bar.
Really?
Yeah, that shit was godlike.
Yeah.
What was it described as?
You guys disgusting fucking Burger King.
It was the breakfast of champions, man. Son.
The fuck breakfast that. Menu was crazy.
Oh, goddamn. And that was where you met Spooky, right?
Yeah.
We ran into Spooky, before Thursday? His big day.
Yeah, it was Thursday, I think.
Yeah.
So,
Thursday? Yes, it's Thursday morning, like about 6 a.m.
Yes, Thursday morning. That was before we went to pick up our tags and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, since you're the stream guy of Melbourne, did you have a stare down with Spooky?
No,
I didn't even see him. I'm like, wait a minute, that's Spooky.
They locked eyes and wirelessly transmitted information as, like, fucking...
Yeah,
GDP requests by eye.
It was a spaghetti western moment.
So y'all didn't speak, you don't look at each other, just, like, you know, hit
it. It was all good, it was all cool. Mm-hmm. You know, had a good civil conversation and, just shoot the breeze.
Yeah, wish him the best of luck, and that's about it.
Yeah. You said he likes Shuttle as well.
Yeah.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, Spooky's a cool dude.
So, I mean, what part of you was the most fun for you? Watching the finals or, you know, after hours? Or...
Yeah. Now the crowd was hype.
Yeah. Mm. What was your favorite part of Evo?
The guy going off at Ono.
The guy going
off at
Ono.
What?
Yeah, the guy player.
There was a guy going off at Ono.
Yeah. When, during, I think it was the top 32 or something. Yeah. And when any of the young players were, you know, getting an advantage playing their games, he just was going off. This is not fair. This is not fair.
Enough that shit, Ono. Enough that shit.
He was really animated and.
Was that heavy weapons?
No, the guy. The guy that Bugs is talking about is the dude who OCV Team Melbourne on Wednesday night.
Negro Man.
The guy.
No, I think it's Matt.
The guy player.
I think it's Matt.
Matt?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't there, so... Yeah, no, he was really... He's a really cool guy. Actually, he was in my pool as well, and he knocked me into losers. He's actually a very, very solid
player. Yeah, I saw him a few times during the weekend. Going, oh, Australia killer. And he's like, oh. Yeah.
See, if I actually beat him, it would have been me playing Momochi on the stream. That's why I lost on purpose. No, I lost because I fucking suck. And that.
I mean, keeping it real, like...
Now, keeping it real, I'm fucking shit at that Street Fighter 4, so... My goal for EVO was not to go 0-2. And I didn't go 0-2, so... Goal achieved.
Okay. So how about you, your ego?
What was my favorite moment? Well, out of the tournament itself, it was Punko bodying Daigo, just like everyone else. I love that moment because it said Punko's gonna body Daigo. Offline moment, I actually have a couple. Running into Hans at 4:30 in the morning and drinking with him, Alex Valle, while me and Chris Gallion were sitting at the bar and talking about shit. Somniac bodying Kayane when he was drunk.
That wasn't Street Fighter 4, was it?
That was Street Fighter 4.
Dang.
In a money match. In the French room, first night. That was funny.
Really obvious big wink towards Muttons in Stars. You can transcribe that for me.
And he will be.
Oh, man.
Nah, that was just a priceless moment because she got so fucking salty. It was great. And Somniac was drunk.
I hate you guys. No, please don't make Kayane salty.
There was a few other moments.
You know, she's a tough girl. She'll be alright.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be fine. Filipino champ playing Frida in Marvel. And then Frida bodying him 5-0 in the salty suite. And then champ running it back. And basically winning 5-4. With a 5-game win streak, which was fucking awesome. Just hanging out with Hans and the iPlayer winner dudes. Roger Dodger's awesome. All those guys are great.
I wish I was sober enough to meet any of these people.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
So if you go to EVO next year, what would you guys do different?
Get drunk more. Yeah. There was one day where I was sober.
Drinking was good, I just need to just slow it down a little bit.
Nah. Just
pace it a little bit, Erican.
Get drunk longer, not faster.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's always the thing. You get drunk, then you just keep the buzz going.
What was it, like, 3 double shots of Jameson? Get in there.
Yeah, exactly. The only problem was the beer range was pretty bad.
There's nothing wrong with that. I had Heineken. You said.
Yeah. I guess I'm becoming too much of a, you know...
Heineken, you're ready. You're set for anything, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been drinking too many of these posh Belgian beers recently. That's the thing. I love chocolate beer. It's so awesome.
Chocolate beer.
Chocolate beer is great. It's like 6.5% alcohol with a chocolate aftertaste. How can you go wrong? And there's this Belgian beer called the Bush. It's 12%.
No, you're ruining beer for me.
It's called
now.
The Bush.
It's called the Bush. And you have a sip, and no, it's like enough. A fucking mule hits you in the head. It's awesome.
Cool.
You have two of those, and
you're ruining
wasted.
Beer.
I drank some local beers over there. Samuel Adams.
Yeah, what was that?
I didn't get Samuel Adams. Yeah. I had like Shock Top.
That was awesome.
Know if that was, is that local? Or?
And there was some Nevada one as well.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
the
Shock Top was awesome. I wish we could get that.
Dude, like, I don't know.
I could believe
America,
how cheap
like,
it was.
Every time I had a beer in America, like, they wanted to pollute it with fruit. Like, yeah, put this orange in there. Here, fucking, here's a whole cantaloupe. Just try and shove it
get
in.
Get a six pack at the gift shop for $6.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking awesome. Yeah.
$6.
And fucking six pack of Coronas is like $7.50 or something.
I got carded so many times in the States. Like, they want to see my driver's license shit. Over here, I've been here, 3 weeks? I've been in Bodlo every other week. They haven't asked me once.
Yeah.
It must be this chin beard thing.
Nah.
they see me coming, they're like, fuck, he's like 35.
Nah, apparently it's only Vegas that they're really paranoid.
San Diego, I got denied at a 7-Eleven. They're like, fuck, this is not California driver's license. Get out of here.
Oh, really?
And I'm like,
wow.
And he's like, you got a passport? I'm like, yeah, but I left at the hotel. It's like, as if I'm going down to a 7-Eleven, I need my passport.
Yeah. That's the last thing I need to do is lose my fucking passport in a foreign country.
That's right.
No, but EVO was good. I had a lot of fun. It was definitely, look, it's one of those things that if you're going to go, at least go once. It's definitely an experience if you like fighting games.
Don't go for EVO. Go for, like, a lot of things. And then make sure EVO is a part of that.
Exactly.
That's probably your best bet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you, I mean, for an interstate or even, like, I guess that applies for a lot of people. Make sure you've got something to do while you're there, too. Because, like, Street Fighter in that sort of West, then I guess maybe for some people. I mean, for me, it's like 15 minutes of that shit and I'm bored. I'm like, I'll go do something else.
See, well, I'm actually, on the other hand, I actually really enjoyed it because I got to talk to a lot of people that I've been watching on streams for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean,
and
if you like to,
basically, it was a giant dick riding session for me. Yeah, I'll be honest.
If you like to mingle with the people, it's all good. But
I
definitely enjoyed going out to the bars and watching Ali rub himself at the pool and go down on the strip.
The strip was interesting. What, it was like 40 degrees every day.
Yeah.
And we didn't sunburn at all.
No, I was really surprised about that. Fucking really surprised. Sun.
Yeah. America has pissy sun.
Dude,
man.
I'm like white as fuck and I still didn't burn.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like translucent. You see people through my arm and shit, like.
Transparent pyro.
That's paranoid. I was like, oh, I gotta buy some sunscreen.
Yeah.
Day one, we're like, the Blasio, maybe we should get some sunscreen. The sun's gonna fuck us up. Like,
fuck this.
Just rock out there with the sleeves up.
Yeah.
Fucking reflecting the sun at people and shit.
Yeah. That was really surprising because it was literally a 40 degree day. We were fucking sweating like pigs and we were expected to be sunburned. I came back the next day. I'm fucking, you know, pale white still. Yeah. It was scary.
Dude, the sun didn't even touch you. I must have reflected it.
Yeah, exactly. It was weird.
Yeah.
And the strip during the night was actually even more awesome.
Mm. Did you guys get to see the Bellagio water tower?
Yeah, we were there with you.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember the water.
Got it all on camera.
I actually got some of it on camera as well.
We played AE at the Sony store at Caesars, didn't we?
Yeah. Actually, I got that on camera as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then there was the 3D TV as well.
Yeah.
And that kid tried to show Ali how to play a Kumon.
Yeah, that's right. That was hilarious. It's like, we're here for Evo. What? Yeah, don't worry.
It's probably a bit of Pad Warrior.
Yeah.
You guys get to play Ultimate Marvel or Street Fighter Cross Tekken?
Nah, the lines.
I played at Comic Con Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Game silly.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I heard you met the girl from The Big Bang Theory at Comic Con, right?
Oh, no, I only saw her. I didn't.
Oh, you saw her?
I also saw, I think I saw one of the guys from Epic Mealtime. I also saw, what was that? You know that dude with the beard from Mythbusters?
Oh yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, I saw that
guy. The guy who
Adam.
Adam?
Yeah. See, that the blonde guy.
It's 50-50. Yeah. No, he's got that like Ranga beard.
Okay. Ranga.
You see the guy?
I'm
that
pretty sure it's Jamie.
His.
No, that's Adam.
His new pictures got.
You're wrong, bud. On TV once. He does science on TV.
No, I'm just saying. Is it that guy whose pictures got leaked on net? You know, him in the bathroom with his ass up there.
I don't.
I have no idea.
If I
what
saw
you're
that
speaking.
Advertising on the net, I would not go looking for that. So I don't.
Yeah,
I was on a certain site I visit.
Buttons. So. What sites do you visit?
Oh, you know.
You have to check out his browser history.
You visit Shoryuken.com, Shadowbee.com.
I play Winner.com.
You know, NOS Girls.
Avoid the puddle. NOS Girls.
You know what I really enjoyed about you?
Social media looking for. Booth Babes.
Yes. Boothbabes.com. Booth sure it exists.
Just Googles that. Like,
I got to play some Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Oh, you did?
Awesome.
Yeah, at Evo.
I was lazy.
I was just walking past and one of the lines happened to be short. Mm. Other than that, they were packed like the whole weekend.
Yeah. So how did you find it?
I got lucky. Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. It felt a lot different. I didn't feel like I could just, you know, pick it up straight away. And
I got to play it on a pad.
Classy.
Who did you use? Honda? Sorry, Honda Sonic
game.
Wow,
spoiler buttons.
Used, I think cool. Ryu and Chun-Li first.
Yeah.
And then Poison and I think...
Oh, is Poison good?
Yeah, Poison's weird.
You've piqued his interest.
Yeah. I'm
that's
interested
really
in learning what Poison can do. I'm going to try out Poison for sure.
Mm.
I use Ryan and Ken because I've got culture like that.
I was actually thinking about using Guile.
What was the most fun? I mean, you know, like they had booths, they had like, you know, panels, and they had the screen shows, movies there, right? So what did you guys attend? Like, you saw Bang the Machine, right?
Yeah, I saw Bang the Machine. I thought that was good.
Bang the Machine.
That was fun.
Was it good?
I didn't quite like. I don't think I enjoyed it as much as you.
Yeah, I'm more of a historian thing.
I got a little bit upset for the guy from the East Coast.
Of course. You have to feel for fucking Eddie Lee.
Eddie Lee? Oh, okay.
Eddie Lee was there.
I was like, those bastards.
It seemed very, very harsh, and it kind of seems like some of the people have been talking about the fighting game community for a really long time, that it's actually dirty, but, you know, go figure.
Yeah. Did you go to any booths or watch any movies?
Nah. I try to watch as much as the main screen as possible.
Yeah. All right. So, final thoughts, Pyro.
Is it final thoughts really?
Yeah, it's final thoughts. We're at 17 minutes, so might as well just fucking.
What?
Exactly.
Wrap it up. It's all my shit talking. I mean, I had fun at Evo. It was an interesting experience in another country. Mm. Had too much to drink. Met some really nice people, some certain people in particular that know who they are.
Mm.
And I love those all.
This is the salt.
I love those people. They're really nice.
Bugs?
It's really good. I'll probably go back. I really enjoyed it. I want to see more of America.
And next time we have to go to In-N-Out. God damn it.
Going back to...
Fucking missed out on In-N-Out.
Oh, did you eat In-N-Out?
No, we didn't get
Quiznos. You guys get Quiznos. This is important.
No, we didn't get Quiznos.
Oh, good God. Let's...
I know. I was disappointed.
Right, we're going to wrap this up. We're heading out to a travel agent.
Why do you think I'm going to fucking Ohio? Why? Quiznos, motherfucker.
I refuse to do an interview without people who have eaten Quiznos.
This is
I've eaten Quiznos in Australia.
Oh, you have?
That's why we didn't go to Quiznos. Because Bugs is like, yeah, there's one in Australia. Oh, fuck Quiznos. They didn't have an In-N-Out. In-N-Out's for next year. The problem with Vegas was there's not really an In-N-Out unless you actually go out to the suburbs. And me and Bugs did two trips out to the suburbs, and it was kind of interesting, actually. It was more interesting than the fucking strip.
And then I heard In-N-Out was too busy, and I wasn't really keen.
Yeah. And plus, it was like 43 degrees, not Fahrenheit.
And it's harder to get a taxi when you're out far.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it becomes a bit of... That's the problem with Vegas. Like, it's really easy to get to the strip, but if you want to go anywhere else, you have to taxi it. And then once when you're out there, you got to call them, and then they kind of search for you, and it becomes messy.
So what was the funniest thing that you guys saw at Evo? Like, made you laugh the loudest? Or some random thing?
Yeah, actually, there wasn't too many funny moments, really. I didn't actually, laugh randomly at shit. Honestly, it's like...
You didn't laugh when Mike Ross's Deadpool's opponent...
No, actually, I saw that, I'm like, wow. I mean, I kind of felt sorry for the guy, but I sort of realized believe it or not, actually, I've done that a few times when I was just playing against
yourself.
Yeah, because you sort of just you concentrate so much and you actually forget that the third one is actually going to kill you.
Yeah.
So, anyway, actually, I think they're fixing that in Ultimate.
Okay, cool.
It was pretty funny when the crowd was booing against anyone who was playing against that 8-year-old kid.
Noah. Is it Noah? The Prodigy?
Yeah, the Prodigy.
Yeah.
It didn't matter who you were, you were getting booed.
Yeah, exactly. You were gonna get booed. Yeah, he did quite well.
Yeah, he did really well. He was in my pool too.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
Did you play him?
Nah.
Did you get booed? You can tell us, Bugs, your secret shame.
I was getting worried that I had to play him. Yeah. Right. I was like, I'm gonna get blown up.
See, I actually got DQ'd in my Marvel pools because I went to play the ST High Rollers tournament. So. That was totally worth it. And I was supposed to play John Choi on the ST stream, and then he didn't show up.
I wonder why he didn't show up to play ST.
Because he was afraid of me. That's exactly why.
That must be.
I'm actually really disappointed because I really wanted to get bodied by Choi. Just the experience of sitting down and playing with Choi.
Mm.
I only saw Choi once, and I saw him play...
In tournament mode.
Yeah, it was in his taunt. It was basically one of his pools. He was using the Excalibur, and I was like... I really want to talk to this guy, but he's playing in a pool, so...
Okay.
And then he just disappeared for the rest of the time. I didn't actually really see him at all after that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
So, I guess we're going to wrap it up. Any last thoughts, Bugs? Shoutouts?
Shoutouts.
Shoutouts on an intro?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. Shoutouts to Spooky.
Yeah. Spooky's a cool dude.
Yeah. And shout outs to everyone who tunes into all the streams that are all around the world.
That's me.
Yes.
Not you. You never tune into streams, man.
I do tune in streams, but just not at work like you bastards.
Yeah. Not like us dodgy fuckers.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna be the... Wow, we did a 25-minute intro for the Yipes interview. So, this is, we did an interview. I did an interview with Yipes. I thought it was actually... I'm actually really glad I got to sit down and do this interview. Well, I mean, and also I'd like to throw out a caution on this. I was hella drunk for this interview, and I tried to cut out the majority of the slurring of my words, but Well, it still comes across. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the interview, and yeah. So this is Evo Finals Day on Sunday, and today we have a very, very special person who I've actually admired for quite a number of years. He's one of the most prominent and well-known Marvel players, Marvel 2 and Marvel 3 players, and it's Mr. IFC Ipes.
What's going on, man?
Welcome. Oh, I'm so glad. So glad I actually get to sit down and talk to you, because I wanted to do this for such a long time.
No, finally, huh?
Yeah, it took us a little while, but we finally got there in the end. How did you first get into fighting games?
Pretty much the background on that, I used to play FPSs hardcore.
Yes.
So, you know, long story short, I used to play Unreal Tournament 99.
Oh,
I was actually world champion for 2 years.
Oh, really?
It was a one-on-one. It was like a small community thing, like SRK.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now SRK is bigger now,
yeah.
You know, but back in the day. So it was for the GMC. Shout out to the GMC, if y'all remember. So yeah, so one day my computer just fried up, it died. So I was like, I need a new game.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I started playing Marvel Skycom 2. Like, I mean, I always played fighting games, but it was fun, like to beat up with my brothers and cousins and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I had that competitive drive at the first person scene. That's when my competitive spirit was at, so.
So you never played Quake 3?
No.
Oh, no. It's faster and better.
Yeah, I just never got to it. I started with Duke Nukem and then I went to...
Oh, okay.
Then I went to UT99. But yeah, so then I just... started playing Marvel 2 at this local arcade. That's where I met Dominion.
Okay,
yep. Yeah. So Dominion told me, yo, man, you should come to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Chinatown? Like, what's going on over there? And I'm thinking it was like just a nice fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Like that. But I didn't know there was an arcade deep in the heart of it, you know? So I went there and I saw the competition. I was like, man, this is serious. So
this would have been around 2004,
yeah.
Because you were in the second generation of Marvel versus Capcom players.
Yeah.
I think I spoke a little bit earlier to Viscant, and he's telling me like what some of these early 2004 videos of Yipes, and it's like it was terrible. But then that was really interesting, because then the next year, 2005, you actually came second at Evo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that was crazy.
So the one thing that I've actually noticed is like you're actually best known for your Rushdown game in Marvel 2.
Yeah.
What is it that attracts you to that style of play?
Well, I mean, I used to play Cable Sentinel Commando. That was like one of my first teams. I was just tired of running away, dude. It wasn't fun.
Mm.
You know, so I picked up Magneto, you know, Storm, Psylocke, and, you know, at first I was playing the patient game, but then when I saw, like, the capabilities of the rushdown and the offensive, mm-hmm. like, barrage of things that they could do, like, that's when I kind of flipped my style. So I put myself in more danger, but at the same time, I got defensive, putting myself in danger, you know what I mean? So that's how I got into the rushdown.
The Yipes resets, you invented some of the most insane resets I've ever seen in a Marvel game. Like,
yeah.
When you actually sit down and think about the game, how do you come up with these sorts of ideas?
Well, I'm inspired by basketball, street basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, you ever heard of the N1 series?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so, you know, like guys like Hot Sauce, Bone Collector, you know, Skip to My Lou. I used to watch the mixtape. I actually used to go to these games to watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I kind of implemented that style of crossover into my game.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of used that imagination to Marvel 2, yeah.
That's really interesting, because I played basketball for about 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on my varsity team for high school. So.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And a lot of the knowledge and things that I picked up from basketball, like breaking down matchups, like... thinking about how we're going to, you know, what are my team's key strengths versus the other team, you know, actually comes a lot across into fighting games as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when it comes to definitely key matchups. Just that the analysis of the game as well, you know, like when you should go on the offense, when you should go on defense, the kind of defense that you want to play. Do you want to play a zone defense? Do you want to do like a man-on-man? As in, do you want to be like right in their face, or do you actually want to be sort of like zoning in with your normals? Do you want to be zoning in with projectiles?
Yeah.
You know, I think about these sorts of things. So outside of fighting games, do you have any other hobbies besides watching N1 now?
Well, I mean, well, I haven't watched N1 since like 08. I haven't watched it, so I don't know what's been going on, but I mean, I don't really have no hobbies. I mean, I'm a gamer, you know, I play my games here and there. Nah, well, I was playing the video games. I used to just take care of my nieces, man, my family. That's about it. Now I got a hobby, is take care of my girlfriend, you know.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, now that's a big hobby, you know.
Yeah.
I love her to death, but other than that, man, nah. You know, just hang out with my friends, the regular old stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was the B5 tournament.
there was huge hype about Japanese players coming down for Marvel 2, yeah. And they were going to show the Americans how to play. But this year we've had similar hype with Takedo winning CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on on how the Japanese players performed at Evo this year?
This year in general?
Yeah, in general.
Well, I mean, obviously they're really strong in Street Fighter, you know. Yes. They're very strong. So shout out to Japan. You know, I had a long talk with Takedo and all that, so he told me like his training regimes and stuff like that for these guys and stuff, so I can understand that. They just have that much discipline, bro.
Yes.
You know? So, I mean, in Marvel 3, which surprised me, you know, they did good, but they didn't make top 32, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I could be responsible, because I actually beat one of them, Freda.
Oh,
Freda.
Yes.
Yeah, I beat him in pools, so.
Because on Friday, the Salty Sweet, I was watching him versus Filipino Champ, and he blew up Champ 5-0.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, surprised.
And then they ran it back, and he was 4-0 up, and then Champ came back and beat him 4-5.
Oh, that's so,
that was hype.
Yeah, but they're really good. They're really solid. In this game, anybody could win, really. You know, there's favorites, obviously, but like in this game, just off the mechanics of how it's built, it's a really random game and high damage, so it can work out for anybody. Mm-hmm. But Japan, they're doing what they're doing to win. You know, you got Tokido, he picks Wolverine, Phoenix, you know, he's playing to win, you know, so I can understand that. Mm. You know, but, yeah.
But throughout history, Takedo's always been a cheap player anyway. He plays Vega in ST, yeah. He plays Bob in Tekken 6, which are all traditionally high-tier characters anyway. Yeah. So
yeah, I got a lot of respect for him, though, because he has a strong mix-up game no matter where he plays. You know,
definitely.
So, yeah.
I think he's just naturally talented fighting games, but anyway. Yeah. So how do you feel about Marvel 3 in general, then?
I mean, the game is good, it's just horribly unbalanced. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Marvel 2, like, we had the same issue, but it was four characters, but... You know, after 10 years, people learn how to accept it. Mm-hmm. You know, and so they was like, okay, you can't just kill a character one hit, except if you play Iron Man.
Yes.
You know, but you can't kill a character one hit. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can to a certain extent if you reset and stuff, but it's not like you would obliterate a character.
Yeah, it's not.
You
know, it's saying? Not like Super Turbo's Touch of Death combo.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you gotta actually think about what you do and stuff. But the difference between Marvel 2 and Marvel 3 is the X Factor, obviously. So in Marvel 2. I was very heavy in, like, block strings and rushdown, you know. Now it's like, you got X-Factor, and I have to be wary of the other opponent guard canceling and stuff like that. So that's, like, one thing that really switched from both games. A lot of the character nerfs. I mean, the only one who didn't get nerfed really was Magneto. He stayed pretty much the same plus more. They gave him more. Mm. So, yeah, man. So it's a good game, but at the same time, it has its flaws. Mm-hmm. I just learned how to accept it, you know.
Okay. Have you had a chance to play Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Yeah, I picked my team, Mag, Dante, Akuma.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, they pretty much nerfed. Magneto got some new tools. He got that gravity.
Yeah, the pulling.
Pulling thing. So I could see that kind of work for, like, those Mag sent drone players.
Mm-hmm.
So say somebody's running away, they could bring him back down with the suction. It's pretty cool.
Mm.
But, I mean, Dante, they really hit him hard.
Oh, okay.
They hit him hard.
I said Wesker got pretty hard as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he got lower health.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't really throw him nowhere anymore and then get an OTG. You have to be in the corner for it. So, yeah, that's good pretty much.
I heard his teleports got slower as well.
I didn't notice.
Okay.
So,
at least something.
You know, I always assumed it was kind of slow, but, you know, I never really looked
into it. It seems to have a lot of startup, but once when he actually gets moving, then it seems
okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Wesker reminds me kind of like a Bison in the game.
Yes.
So, like, you know, it'll work out for the Wesker players and stuff. Because I'm a Wesker player too, but I haven't really been playing.
So what did you do in preparation for Evo this year?
Well, I mean, you know, once I heard Evo was coming around, like, a month before, you know, I went to, like, you know, sessions and stuff with the boys up in New York. Sometimes there, yeah, but nobody really plays Marvel there. So I only go there when, like, certain players go there, like, Mugetsu and stuff like that, you know, and like Sanford, you know. But we really didn't play the game like that because, you know, Sanford was busy with Street Fighter.
Yeah.
One of the guys that's on the team, he lives in Philly, so I was literally like the only one playing because I've been training more. So.
Okay. Speaking of Philly, how did the New York Philadelphia rivalry come up? Because I know there was a very strong rivalry in Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and how is that continuing in Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Well, I mean, I don't know too much of the story. You can ask Big E about that; he knows a lot about it. But when I came in, it was like the first tournament I went, I just heard them just killing each other, you know, just screaming at each other, cussing and stuff, you know, keeping the hype. I didn't know the origins of it. I can't really say what's the origins. I really don't know, but it's just New York Philly just try to cut each other's throats every time we play the tournament.
It gets really hype. And I was speaking to Dominion a little bit, and he sort of shed a bit of a light on that. He said, I think that New York is always like the bigger brother of Philadelphia. Philadelphia always thinks that, like, you know, it's like a almost like a sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
Because Philadelphia has a little bit of a smaller scene. And they always feel like they need to, like, they want to be better than New York.
Yeah. Like, you could tell when there's a player from Philadelphia, because, like, in Marvel 2, these guys used to play nothing but keep away.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but keep away. It's kind of like that Street Fighter. So you can actually tell the style. So, you know, we was kind of turtleish too. But then, you know, like, then it'll be like styles versus styles pretty much. You know, like, New York kind of got that rush down kind of risky way to play, while Philly has that defensive wait for that perfect moment type thing, you know?
Because New York is known for its Magnetos, right?
Not really. That started to change when I got on the scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, it was mostly Storm. You know, we had our Magneto players. You know, we had guys like Jason Hall, you know, Josh Wigfall.
Yep.
You know, Justin would play Magneto, but he was a turtle-ish kind of Magneto, yeah. Like, so he'll wait for his chance to strike, stuff like that. But
yeah, because Justin predominantly, sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
Justin predominantly played Sandtrax, right?
Yeah, no, Storm, Sand, Cyclops. Yeah. So, but I came on the scene, and when I innovated the rushdown, that's when it started changing up a little bit, you know. A
couple of weeks ago, I listened to the History of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 on iPlay when I got. On Alpha Horizon Radio with Viscant and Ski Sonic, and I listened to it throughout that, and I was sort of thinking, like, you as a person had created so many Marvel 2 moments historically. You've created so much history in Marvel 2. I mean, the Evo 2K7 moment.
Yeah.
Even though you actually won.
Yeah.
A lot of people just remember that moment.
Yeah.
You know, you have the sayings like, "Where's your curly mustache?" You know, "Mag freaking Neato."
Yeah.
Those things were actually even added in Marvel. Deadpool says that in Marvel 3. So, did you ever think that you actually create so much history in a genre, both as a player and as a commentator?
Well, me coming in this, you know, I was just a competitor, you know? I never really thought about anything besides playing, you know, like commentating. I never thought it got to that point, you know? Because, like, okay, you look at, for example, I look at the NBA and I see how everything's going on there. You know, there's color commentators and stuff like that. And I didn't know it would get that to that kind of level, you know what I'm saying? Because now we got sponsors and stuff like that. So I never really thought about it that way. So, you know, I was just being myself, man, and everything just connected, you know? I was having fun. When I made those phrases, I was at Caesar's Beatings. I think it was two. Yeah, two. That was in 2007. I was just talking smack, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, my boys was playing. One guy from West Coast, his name's Potter. He's one of the legends of Marvel 2. And Demon Hayo, he's another legend. He's from Philly.
He's from Philly, yeah.
Yeah, so them dudes were just playing. And, of course, you know, it's West Coast, East Coast. I'm going to go for East Coast. That's why you heard that East Coast, baby, Philly, where you at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was just hyping them up, you know, and I just had fun. So then, like, 2 months later, somebody, they was like, "Yo, man, you seen that video about your slogans?" I was like, "What you mean, slogans?" And I looked, and the dude made a video. I don't really know the guy's name, but I just saw it. So, funny enough, I check on that a year later, and it has, like, 800,000 views.
Yeah.
Like a year or two later. And I was like, wow, like, it was that serious. So I would start going to tournaments, and then people would know me, you know. They'll know me for Marvel 2, but then I was getting more recognition for that video, and I was like, oh, okay. So when I actually started commentating, it was one tournament in Battlefield Arcadia. And, you know, Seb, he was doing it for FameAdvantage.com. That's when I started seeing streams for the first time and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, so I saw he had a mic, you know, I just sat down, started having fun, the stream started liking me, you know, and I just kept doing it. So it's pretty fun.
Because one thing I've noticed is, like, the stream monsters love you.
Yeah, shout out to the monsters on the stream.
I mean, the thing is, I'm a pretty big stream monster. I mean, I don't post a lot in chats, but I watch.
I would be a stream monster, but my connection's a little weak, so I gotta step my internet connection up. That's probably why I don't play online either.
Yeah, because you're the only person that the stream monsters always scream to have on the mic. If you're in the building, it's always, where is Yipes? Why don't we have Yipes?
Yeah.
How does that actually make you feel? Because certain commentators, when they're on, they get a fair bit of hate.
Yeah.
But from the stream monster's perspective, you seem to be...
Well, I mean, you know, it kind of feels like a responsibility in a way, kind of. Because like, oh, man, I don't want the show to be whack, you know? So then I get on, you know, I like showing love to the stream monsters and stuff. Not only that, but I got a lot of friends that watch, too. So
yeah,
I make them, like, they know me from, like, back in the day, so they know how funny I can get. So, I mean, I kind of feel like it's a duty now sometimes, you know? So, it's fun, man.
I think it's great. I personally love watching you on the streams. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. And you're very entertaining, and it's great. So, what went through your head when Tokido beat Justin at CEO?
I was like, it wasn't really necessarily Tokido, but it's like,
All right, so Daigo made that big deal about, you know, I hope you're 10 years experience on that video. Everyone's seen that world-class video. Funny enough, he didn't make the top 32, but whatever. You know, yeah, sorry, I'm popping off just a slight bit.
That's fine.
So I saw his Aikido boy, and I saw his team. Mm. In final round, he had Wolverine Sen Akuma, which is a fairly good team still, but,
yeah. You
know, then he switched it up to Phoenix, and it's like, now he's winning. You know, so I'm like, man, so obviously I want my boy Justin, because I've been battling him for years, and I know what type of player he is, yes. You know what I'm saying? So for him to fight some uberly cheap stuff, I can tell what type of things he's thinking in his mind. Like, damn, like, I really got to do this. I know the pressure's on him.
Yes.
You know, like, the pressure's more on him than in Taquito. So, especially when you got Phoenix and Wolverine, like, that's pretty ridiculous. And then, and Taquito, he's a bright guy when it comes to something.
Definitely.
You know, he got the fundamentals down pack, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to take the credit away from him. But, I mean, obviously I got salty because it was like, damn, I wanted USA to lose in this game, you know.
Definitely.
Especially you beat Justin in the finals, you know what I'm saying? So that made it. That hit home really, really hard. So I'm pretty sure everybody saw me salty on the stream or whatever.
But yet again, you created another Marvel history moment.
Oh, man. That was a salty moment, dude.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody felt that, though. I mean, I was watching that, and I was actually rooting for Justin to win. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's something what Ono said. It's like, if you have a character like Phoenix, it's like, and people use them, It's sort of like the good guys versus the bad guys. You have somebody to cheer for.
Yeah.
I think it's along that line. It's like you're either with A or with B, and it makes it a lot more hype. And then when you also put in this, obviously the perspective of Japan versus US, which has been throughout you know, 20 years now, almost.
Very long time.
Yeah, it was like the pinnacle of that moment.
Yeah, but that's one game, dude, that we was very strong in, you know, Marvel. So like we're trying to keep it that way. Marvel 2, I played all the best Japanese players and I beat them all, you know, but they're pretty good too. They're fairly good, but it was something about Marvel 2 that just couldn't fare at the same level as us. So.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not just Marvel. It seems most of the versus games, though, like, they just don't fit the Japanese play style. Even X-Men and Marvel Super Heroes, most of the other, like, they just don't seem to. It's like it just doesn't fit with the versus games don't really fit with their style of play.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they can't maul so much.
Yes.
I guess I don't know. There's probably some in their blood. They can't really rush
they're
down.
They're too polite.
Probably, yeah.
Speaking of getting salty, what do you think that makes the Marvel series, like, people get salty in Street Fighter?
Yeah.
But when somebody loses in Marvel, it seems like it's a whole new level of salt that they get. Like, I'll give you a quick example. My interviewing partner Martin. By the way, shout out to Martin. He only started playing Street Fighter with Street Fighter 4, right?
Right.
And he gets salty when he loses, and then he decided to start playing Marvel. When he loses in Marvel, it's a whole new dimension of salt. So what is it about Marvel that makes you so salty?
It's like, for a lot of players, it's like Marvel 3, for some reason, as soon as this game dropped, there's a lot of people with huge egos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you got a good player, like an excellent player, player A versus a amateur player B, you know? Mm. And then the good player A is doing so great, right? And then all of a sudden they lose because of the mechanics of the game. And then the first thing that goes in their mind is like, damn, but I'm better than this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reality sets in, well, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? The game is just like that. Deal with it. You know what I mean? You can't get away with what you usually get away with. So, you know, that kicks in. So that's the fact that that's when the salt comes up. The sodium levels rise. So, you know, me is like, I used to get salty at first, but then when I saw during the game's release, how things was changing and how cheap it was getting.
Mm-hmm.
Once I saw that DAC glitch, I was like, man, oh man, like, this is getting ridiculous. Mm. So, I mean, I guess salty, yeah, to a certain extent, but, you know, I just walk up, shake it off, and I'm like, yeah, it's nothing I could do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
So what about Marvel 2 salt levels? Because Marvel 2...
Yeah, Marvel 2, it was more like, okay, let me give you an example. So, you know how I lost to Chris Schmidt 2008?
Yes.
That whole year, this is after I won EVO, and then I won Caesar's Beatings, and I took a long hiatus 2008.
Yeah.
I was playing nothing but COD4,
mm-hmm.
Call of Duty.
Yep.
So, you know, Fuji and Gallon's like, yo, man, Schmidt want to play. Well, actually, no, it wasn't even like that. Yeah, so Chris Schmidt came, you know, and I came through, you know, Fuji and Chris, they held me down with my tickets and everything. So I get there, and, you know, this is my first attempt with Justin. I lost to Justin, it was 10-5, you know what I mean? But I blame myself because that whole year I didn't play Marvel. Then I go in the tournament, you know, I'm hyped because I lost. So I was like, all right, you know what, I gotta step it up. So I make it to the grand finals with Schmidt, and I haven't seen this guy play in a long time. Last time I played him, like, literally was EVO 2005. I actually played him in top 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was the last time I ever played him. So play him in 2008, and I lost. I'm like, what the hell happened? And then what made it worse was, like, he kind of implemented my style to his gameplay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, like, he was doing stuff that I would do, like, resets and stuff, and, like, I can't block my own stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
So then, yeah, that's that. My stuff is too OD, so. Then that's when the soul kicked in. Like, man, I'm better than this guy. Like, really? You know what I mean? Mm. That's when the ego comes in. You know, I have a big ego moment, too. Not anymore, because I'm not really that good in the game anymore. I really lost it. I mean, I could get it back in a month, but. Yeah, so it's stuff like that. Like, yeah, if you feel like you're the better player and you lose, you get salty. Mm. Or a big mistake you made that cost you the match, you know.
Who would you say is your greatest rival?
Rival
2 and Marvel?
I don't have one in Marvel 3 yet.
Okay.
Still, I don't know. I could say Marlon Pye, because, like, I beat him in a couple of tournaments. He hasn't beat me yet, but I've had sessions with this guy, and he's ridiculous. So I love playing that guy, Marvel 3. Marvel 2 has to be... Because, I mean, I had a lot of rivals. Like, it'll always evolve, you know. Like, I'll go through one rival, and then I'll get the next one, you know. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, Josh Wigfall was my first one, you know. Desmond Pinkney, Executioner. They were one of my biggest rivals, you know. I had to go through them to deal with Justin and Sanford. Because every tournament I would go, like, I'm about to play Sanford, but before I get to Sanford, I had to play Desmond and Josh, and I would lose to these guys. So, after I dealt with them, then it was Sanford. You know, then when I got through Sanford, that's when I started playing Justin in finals and stuff. So, I mean, overall, my biggest... When I say rivalry is, like, when Krishman beat me, dude, I didn't see this guy for 2 years. So, I literally went to the next year's season meetings, 09, and I didn't enter because he wasn't in it. Mm. So, yeah, it got to be Krishman, man.
Okay.
Has to be Marvel too, yeah.
So how did it feel to beat him at season's beating?
Felt great. I felt like I conquered a demon. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, and then this is the last Marvel 2 tournament. So you can say I kind of died as the champion in Marvel 2, you know?
But, well, I was speaking to Galleon.
Yeah.
He said there might be something special this year.
Well, see, he was telling me, man. He got to let me know early, though, so I can get my practice on. But I'm not going to get too much into it, so it would be a surprise. But
Yeah, because, like I said, I recently rewatched that. I watched it live, and... thing is, because of the time difference, the finals were like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was going on my way to work, and I'm watching it on the train,
right.
And I'm just screaming on the train. People are just looking at me. I got my laptop, I got my 3G plugged in, and I'm screaming watching you play. Just that entire top eight was just insane.
Yeah,
and that's when I really learned an appreciation for Marvel 2, because. Oh, also watching Mega Man Steve and Fnatic.
Shout out to Steve, man.
Was magic.
Yeah.
But no, that finals, I mean, I got to work, I sat down, and I was looking at it, and yeah, it was, like, everybody else around me was just looking, staring at me, because we were working in an open office.
Dude, that match was so intense, I couldn't hear the crowd, that's how intense. I couldn't hear nothing.
Wow.
I just heard the marvel, so.
Wow, that's...
It was a great feeling, man, especially when I won a tournament with Sanford and Justin got in, and they didn't even get top five, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I have played a lot of killers. Like, my favorite match you in there was me versus Desmond.
Because
I never played that fast with Storm, ever. Like, I just, because his maneuvering and damage, like, input with his characters and Sentinel Command, though, he's so good with counter hit. So, I had to literally evade everything that he did. Because he was, like, on fire. So, like, I had to really, like, slow him down in his momentum. So, that was, like, one of my best matches ever.
So, even in preparation for that tournament, it was you and Desmond practiced together.
Yeah, just me and him, yeah. So it was funny because it's like we would practice it and I would own him, you know. So when I saw him in tournament, he was a different person. Like, I never played this guy before.
Oh wow, really?
Kind of thing, yeah. So he definitely stepped it up.
So over the past 10 years of Marvel history, what is your most memorable moment and why?
Marvel history, well, first time being Justin and Evil. Those are one of them.
Sorry, which year was that?
That was 2005.
2005?
Okay. Yeah, so when I beat him, I was like, wow, I could actually take this tournament. But, you know, Doug Doe put me in my place.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of an experience thing because I never played that team ever.
That was the Chip Infinite, wasn't
Spyro,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I never played that ever in my life. And then to play the guy that invented that is even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, another thing was, you know, I'm not going to blame the Evo staff or nothing, but they made the finals 2 out of 3. I won the first set, and then the second set he won.
Yeah.
So, overall, I had the most score, but he won the tournament overall. So, you know.
How do you feel about AE and the changes it's brought to the table?
I mean, to be honest, I haven't really looked in depth in the game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I see, it's more of a rushdown game, you know, more than turtle. You know, I mean, you still got your turtle aspect of the game when you have a lead and stuff like that. But You want your damage off. Like, I see a lot of rushdown nowadays. That's pretty much what I see from it. It's more rushdown.
The R sedition.
Yeah, R sedition. Because, I'm not a Street Fighter player. I was never Street Fighter bred. I mean, obviously, when I was a little kid, I played Street Fighter, but I actually play Street Fighter 4, and then people consider me a Street Fighter player. I'm not a Street Fighter player. Okay. So I just fight. I just compete, you know? So
interesting. So what attracted you to Bison, then?
He just looks cool, man. He's evil. He reminds me of Magneto.
I
always liked Bison. So mm-hmm. I like his style. Stays on you, you know?
It seems that you seem to like to pick characters with the color purple. Is there any specific reason for them?
Well, no, not really purple. I always have a blue color.
Okay, blue.
Yeah, Bison, I picked the blue one. Abel, I picked blue. I don't know. It maybe tends toward Magneto from Marvel. I always pick the blue Magneto. So. Yeah. And it's one of my favorite colors. I mean, obviously, I got blue on me right now, you know, so. It's one of my favorite colors. So it's okay.
If there was one thing that you could change about the New York gaming fighting game scene, what would it be?
More unity. I mean, we there, we support each other in tournaments, you know. We're not taking that away from nobody, but from the scene. But everybody just got to cut their egos, cut their beefs down to a minimum. Mm-hmm. You know, swallow that pride and just let's learn how to play these games, man. Because it's like, you know, I go to Evo after like long sessions in New York, for example, like last year when I played Street Fighter. I didn't have a mixed variety of matchups. It was just guys that picked their best character. They just try to beat the living crap out of me. Which is cool. I understand that you're hungry, but at the same time, I'm trying to learn. You understand? Like, for example, I was playing Maul versus Capcom 3. This ain't got nothing to do with New York, but just an example. Like, I was playing UMVC 3, so I went in to play and try out the characters. I wanted to try them out, and then guys just going in, like, trying to beat me and stuff. I was like, this ain't fun. No.
Yeah.
So I don't blame them for being hungry, don't get me wrong, but it's not fun for me after a while.
Do you think that could also be the Yipes factor? I mean, You're so well known.
Maybe. Probably got something to prove. I mean, it's whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, New York, man, has got a. It's not really like that in the Marvel scene. Well, kind of now for Marvel 3. It wasn't like that for Marvel 2. We had big sessions with all the players. You know, like guys like Josh360, Arthur, you know, Nelson, Remix, you know, guys like that. Like, we started going to sessions, and that's how we got better, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
because going back to Marvel 2 history, it seemed that the West Coast was the dominant coast in the first gen.
Yeah.
And then they sort of, because Justin was so strong, because of the 3 years streak or something, nobody beat him since like 2002 till almost 2005 in a major. It was something like that. Like, till Sanford broke the streak, everybody was like, well, it's Justin, nobody can beat me, blah, blah, blah. And then Marvel sort of started dying off. But then in the second gen, it seems like the East Coast really stepped up a lot more.
Yeah.
Like Seattle, New York, Philly, they all sort of came through.
Like I said, when I came in the scene, I kind of changed the game a little bit with the rushdown, you know? So, we just got more offensive and we got more comfortable the way we was playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, West Coast, like, they was good. They had their killers, you know? They had Sue Mighty.
Yes. Yeah, Dark Dog was still around. This is before the Dark Prince saga as well.
I
should have done this video because the expression on your face there was just...
Well, yeah, Sue Mighty... You know, guys like Reset, Chunkster, he's part of the second gen.
Yeah. Clockwork as well.
Clockwork's always a legend, he's a legend.
Mm-hmm. So where does the name IFC Yipes come from?
Oh, that goes back to my first person shooter days. Mm-hmm. That was the clan I was in, it was IFC Yipes. IFC, yeah, so.
Okay.
Those letters. So, you know, after my computer fried, and I found out about the SRK forums and I started playing Marvel and stuff, and that's how I was learning how to play. Mm. I registered as IFC Yipes. So, like, nobody knew my real name like that, like IFC Yipes. Sanford started calling me that in tournaments when he started getting hype on the way I played. Mm-hmm. So he'll be like, IFC Yipes. And then I look at the tournament results when I won or, like, I top three. Mm-hmm. He said IFC Yipes. And I was like, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. People, I had the name Yipes since I was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, because I did, actually, I Googled the name Yipes. And according to Wikipedia, it's a Pop-O-Matic board game simulator in which players compete to be the first player. It's like a board game simulator.
Wow, so. Never heard of a game called Yipes. Wow. Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's about like a monster and yeah, it's a really weird thing. But finally, it's a Pop-O-Matic board game simulator.
Yeah. Well, I remember Yipes the Zebra. It was like a bubblegum thing. Everybody thought I got my name from him.
Okay.
It was like it was called a Yipes, and it was thick of gums. Like it was like, yeah. So, my brother gave me that name when I was 3. I kind of remember that. It was I used to watch Looney Tunes with him. You remember that big furry red monster that used to chase Bugs Bunny in the castle?
Yes.
All right, so he bumped it to Bugs Bunny one time, and Bugs Bunny put this sign up and it said Yay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. So my brother started calling because my brother's name is Yase.
Oh, okay.
It's spelled Yase, and then I was known as Yipes in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So everybody would just call me Yipes. So I just took that into the games.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Nobody knows that.
I actually remember that. It's the like when the Dr. Frankenstein one.
Yeah.
He resurrects the monster. And
yeah. Like, so he was in the cast. That's how I got my name.
That's awesome. Cool. So what do you think about the international competition?
This is great. I'm going to be honest with you. That was one thing that I was very curious of when I was in America. Because obviously I know Americans played, but I was just in the back of my mind. I was like, all right, the whole world got to be playing this game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's when I started thinking, damn, I wish I had online and whatever. Then I started realizing about connections and stuff. Because I didn't know too much about the internet and computers and stuff like that, you know? I wasn't raised with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wondered how Australia was in Marvel, how UK was in Marvel. But apparently US was just the dominant force in that game. Mm-hmm. So from my knowledge, I had all the competition I needed, you know? But that doesn't mean that I didn't want to play anyone outside of US, you know what I mean? So I always wonder that. So when I started seeing the competition, when I started seeing people coming out, guys like Ryan Hart, I already know about the Japanese because it's a funny thing because in my neighborhood, it's really Dominican heavy. So they will always make this joke like, these Chinos, they're too good in these video games. And I never knew what they meant. So I actually started seeing these guys, the Japanese. And I was like, damn, these guys are good. Like, really? So, and then I got to that mindset. We can't beat these guys. What's the difference?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I had my fair fight to Japanese players in Marvel, too. So, I dominated them in that game. And I was like, wow, why? What's the big deal, you know?
Yeah.
That was one thing I was always curious about. Yeah. So now when Street Fighter 4 came out, that's when I started seeing everybody come out of nowhere. Guys like Ali Yun, he's one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
Favorite players to watch. He's real technical, So I see, these different personalities, Starnam, Evans. I don't know too many Australian players, though,
Our two top players are Toxie and Human Bomb.
Okay, I know them. Okay. I didn't know that was Australian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Australian. Yeah, Toxie and Human Bomb. And Tom from Queensland.
Excuse me. That's not how you say it. It's not Australian. Well, how you call yourself?
Well, when Gutex and Mike Ross came down, we trolled them so much, they called us Australia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So pardon me, I don't,
The Australians actually hate that, but...
Really? Excuse me. Sorry about that. I did not know, so please, school me, because I don't want to feel like I'm disrespecting somebody,
It's all good, so Toxie and Human Bomb, there are two top Street Fighter players.
Yeah.
And Tom from Queensland, he made top 32 and he lost to Chris G. He is our top Marvel player. He was in Clockwork's pool, and he went 2-1 with Clockwork, and he went fairly well. Tom is actually, we were just talking about this a couple of hours ago, Tom's actually the highest placed Australian player at Evo, throughout Evo's history. He's basically made top 32.
Okay.
Tied for 25th, so.
That's a good look, that's a good start,
Yeah, in Marvel, of all games.
Yeah, so, it's a good start.
No, but Tom's also a very, very OG Marvel 2 player.
So, oh, alright, too.
Yeah, he's been following the US scene for almost as long as I have.
Yeah, I've seen this one, interview of these guys from, Germany and Switzerland, Marvel players, and I'm like, wow, these guys still play?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I wish, at the time when the game was really on fire, I wish everyone would have came out. That would have been great, Kind of like an Olympics thing, It was always us versus Japan, yes. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, that wasn't much of a competition, though, in Marvel 2. But in Marvel 3, it seems like it's going to be a lot more interesting. So what do you see the future of Marvel 3 with Ultimate coming out and possibly...
See what I always say about all the games. It all depends on the community, I mean, obviously the mechanics of the game is broken, but I've learned to accept it, because just for the greater cause of the community, So it's whatever, But it's really all up to the community. For example, I'll give you an example, Blaze Blue. I don't know how good the game is or how bad it is, but I don't see a strong community with it. So without a strong community, it can't push the game how it is.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So you don't see Blaze Blue in a lot of tournaments. You don't see it hype. You don't see people getting hype over the game. So community lacks that hype for their game. You know what I mean? So once that changes, then you'll see it in a different light. But it's pretty much up to the community, man, in all honesty.
Okay. I suppose that's the other thing is, because Street Fighter was such a dominant force in the 90s, when they decided to release Street Fighter 4, they brought back everyone, and now we have,
I heard Capcom was in a slump, so I guess they used that as their final try, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it worked out for them,
But actually, I heard rumors that when Ono first pitched it in 08, Capcom said no. They didn't want to make another Street Fighter game. But then Ono apparently begged and pleaded him, and then this finally said, yeah, why not?
Oh, well, he did everybody a favor. Mm-hmm. So, doing that.
And now he's a master troll. It's kind of scary.
Do you want a nerf? Hit me up on Twitter. When I seen that, I was like, wow, yeah. Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, that actually made me salty. I mean,
that's a troll, definitely. Yeah,
I think that's, you know, grandmaster troll level. Yeah, I think that's just about going to do it. Do you have any shout-outs?
You know, shout out to my family, first and foremost, you know, my parents, my mom, my dad, they really supported me. I mean, it took them a while because they really didn't think, like, gaming would be that serious, you know, like, to this level. So, you know, those were the first guys that sent me to Vegas. You know, those are my true sponsors, you know what I mean? So, I mean, now I take care of myself, you know, but, you know, shout out to Broken Tear. Once again, they helping me out a lot, you know, they gave me an opportunity. I pitched them the idea, hit to Paul, he liked it, and it's been blooming ever since, you know. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Empire.
Cabeza de Fuego, I love when you said that on the screen.
Yeah, shout out to Empire. I really leveled up my game with my boys, you know, my homies in it. So that aspect of it, you know, the whole world for supporting your boy for this long. Because I never really thought I would get fans. Like, me saying the thing about fans, like, I never really expect to get to that level, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate every single person and life form. So it could be an alien and I'll appreciate it, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, just everybody, dog. New York scene, California, everyone, man. For really making me see how this competitive thing is, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I really appreciate it.
And I really appreciate you sitting down and doing the interview.
Yeah, shout out to you. Shout out to Australia, of course. You know. Mm-hmm. And one day I might pay a visit out there. Who knows? You might. I wouldn't mind doing a Shadaloo show now, commentating, man. That looks fun.
Thank you very much.
No doubt, man.
This is Boss Logic from Shadaloo.com. You're listening to Don't Be a Scrub podcast. Stay hungry, stay salty. Don't be whipped like muttons.
So once again, I'd like to thank Yipes for sitting down and doing the interview with me. I really appreciate it, and I hope he keeps up his entertaining commentary and fantastic gameplay. Some of the more useful feedback we received on our last episode was that we didn't actually have an RSS feed set up. So I'd like to proudly announce that we have actually rectified this situation. And if you'd like to subscribe to Mutton's blog, you can go to feeds.feedburner.com/beingascrub. Or you can click on the RSS emblem on Mutton's blog, which will take you over to the Feedburner site. On the right-hand side, you will have all your favorite web-based RSS readers that you can click on. And there's also a link to subscribe via iTunes. I'd also like to thank Pyro0x and Bugsimus for sitting down and doing the intro with us. And on a final note, I'd like to give a special shout-out to Captain Munter, who recently has started off season 3 of Three Green Bars, where episode 1 is actually focused on the Melbourne fighting game community. So you can go and check out Three Green Bars over at youtube.com/CPTMUNTA. That's Captain Munter's YouTube channel. Definitely check it out. Three Green Bars is a fantastic show. And that's just about going to wrap it up for episode 17 of Don't Be a Scrub podcast. As always, stay hungry, stay salty, and thank you for listening.